likes to touch himself. Dracula hates the Welsh. They're the two weirdest guys near ya. So come and bask in their power for about an hour. It's Atomic Disaster Theater.
You gotta have goals. What's the ultimate goal? What's that all-time people thing that humans have been trying to get at since time immemorial? It's pretty obvious to me, actually. I hear about things like transhumanism, the melding of man and machine. And I find it a little interesting, because isn't that what we do? Isn't that impeccably, wonderfully, beautifully, 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 beautifully? It's very beautiful. See what we do, it's beautiful. Yes? I see. It's beautifully human. Because it's that urge to always strive for more. It's the discomfort in your own skin at all times, no matter how good you're currently doing, right? No matter the new technological advance, what's next on the horizon? What's the goal? Always pushing it forward and forward and forward. There was a time, my friends, not too long ago, where all your average cave-dwelling, retarded human could ever possibly want was to not get eaten by a brachiosaurus of some kind, and just to live out the day when we were Marmadukes in the Triassic period. I wanted to say marsupials, but I wanted to say the word Marmadukes more, because Marmadukes is a funny word. It's that dog, right? From the comic strip. Anyway, ever since the Marmaduke age, humans have wanted one thing and one thing only. Something else. They wanted to be something else. Go all the way back to the Garden of Eden when mankind was in paradise. We had everything and we said, fuck this noise, G. Literally, G. And some broad was like, hey, here, eat this. That sounds really cool. What's the worst that can happen? Durr. And here we are. So thanks, ladies. Appreciate that. That was really cool. Remember that like paradise thing we had? Yeah, that wasn't good enough. So enjoy. Enjoy all that agony and pregnancy. You've earned it. But ever since the first recorded histories of mankind, I mean, we've been saying this all along. All the great tales, all the great stories, all the great myths that we cling to as people depict humanity and their constant urge to go forth, to be better. Icarus. It wasn't enough to be some hot Greek boy, B-O-I. Icarus wanted more. Because man was born to love. Though often like Icarus, he has tried to fly too high and far too lowly than he ought to kiss the sun of east and west and have the world at his behest to hold the terrible power for whom the gods have rest. But me, ha ha ha, I'm just a man. And aren't we all? Well, 50-something percent of us anyway. But what I'm saying is goals. Mankind is about goals, striving forth for something else, and that is where all this transhumanism stuff comes. I don't even know what transhumanism means, to be honest with you, but it sounds right. It sounds like what I'm thinking anyway, but we'll see. We'll see what my legal team and my librarian has to say about all this. But what I'm talking about is mankind's urge to meld with machines, because having a heartbeat and hot food and showers just isn't enough. I need elevator eyes, apparently. I remember a long time ago. It wasn't that long ago at all, actually. I was talking to a friend of mine, and I think we might have been talking about Cyberpunk, the video game. Or the Billy Idol album. You make the call. Could be either or. It's a coin flip, really. But I remember he started talking about transhumanism, and he actually said that, like, he can't wait for us to get to a point where we can just kind of start swapping out shit for computer lungs or whatever, what have you. And, you know, first of all, kind of optimistic, don't you think? I mean, don't self-driving cars flip over on the regular and drive off cliffs and kill 8 people? Like, I mean, guys, I'm amazed at the convenience game, right? That's what gets me. The self-driving cars thing, to me, that's just opulence on like a Roman level, you know, a senatorial level of just like, I don't fucking, just take me where I need to go. I'm just going to lay down backwards in my car and just let it drive me. I'm going to sit in the trunk and just take a little snooze, you know. And I picture somebody opening the trunk of their car and there's just a hot tub in there and you just kind of fall face first into it and the car just takes off. Like, how lazy do you have to be? How much do you need to not give a fuck about where you're going to just be like, just take me, I don't care? But anyway, the convenience game is amazing. You know, we're great at convenience. The last time I had to speak to someone on the telephone for anything in particular, it was at least a decade and a half ago. I haven't written a physical check in ages. All right. I remember a time that was not too long ago. But it was, I mean, in the, you know, technological human grand scheme of things, I guess. In a timeline of convenience, it was the dark ages, but it really wasn't that long ago when I was sitting down at a table with a checkbook and a stack of mail physically writing out bills. I was crying at the time, tears just streaming down my face. But yeah, now everything's computers. Everything's online. Why? Blockchain. What's it mean? Couldn't tell you, but it's there. And if you say it, people just kind of leave you alone. It's like fair use. Fair use and blockchain, with their powers combined, will get you out of anything. Murder your family? Blockchain, right? If the court case is going particularly bad, fair use blockchain, boom, not guilty. Everybody's been there before. Not a judge in the country can convict you. But I don't buy it. I wish I remember who said this, because it was an interview where they were talking about this sort of thing, about people wanting to integrate with technology, which is stupid. It's the dumbest thing I can think of, because people are dumb and incompetent. And we all know you never buy the first version of something when it comes out, because it's only going to get better. The bugs aren't worked out, whatever the fuck. If you want to get a new robot back or whatever the fuck, it's probably going to suck. The first ones are, you know, like, I still, you know what I have? Let me tell you what I have. And I'm being 100% serious here. I hold on to this, well, because I'm a psychopath, and because it reminds me that no matter how far we go in the march of time, no matter what new, wonderful, awesome thing there is, there was always an iPhone 3G at one time. And that was the absolute height of Star Trek technology. Okay? I still have my iPhone 3G. From time to time, I will crank that bitch up, look at the pixelated, shitty screen, and think back to when I wanted to put that thing into my heart. Because it was so goddamn amazing. And now, you can get iPhone 3Gs in the little 25-cent things in supermarkets where they have like a giant block worth of those lined up, and then you put in 25 cents, iPhone 3G, bada bing, bada boom. So that's going to be the same thing. Like, okay, all right, here's the thing. Imagine that, but with your hands or your nervous system. Hmm? Imagine walking around with your new robot jaw and having everybody like snicker at you and laughing because you're poor and dumb and still have the iPhone 3G of nutsacks. I don't know. But it doesn't age well, you see. And it shocked me. I remember being very, very surprised at how kind of like, how into it he was, how much he was looking forward to this melding of flesh and circuitry. And A, not in this lifetime. Like, I'm not one of those people who's like, oh, well, I'm going to see such wonderful things. I like to think, I mean, I'm an idiot, don't get me wrong, but I also like to think I'm a tad of a realist in there. Like, I'm like, we don't even have the self-driving car thing down yet, so I'm not holding my breath that I'm going to see anything that cool. Right. I mean, I'm in the convenience age, so I'm kind of happy. I'm like, what? I don't got to talk to nobody. All right. That's good enough. I can die in that age. That's pretty cool. That suits a social malcontent like myself. And this is where we are. And this is what we do. We, my friends, you and I, we're so beautiful because we're so goddamn unhappy with whatever situation we happen to be in. Things going well, things going good, you want more. Things going super great, you still want more. Things going wonderful, you want robot legs. It is what it is, because we are what we are. So that human tendency for goals, to strive, to push, something as natural as it is, it's something that, if I'm being honest, I don't really struggle with too much. Because to have goals, you have to have hope. And, well, look at me. So there's not too much of that flowing around. But every now and again, your boy surprises you. And that brings me to kind of the main event of what I want to talk to here in this happy little monologue. About 3 years ago, I set out to revolutionize entertainment. About 3 years ago, I said, enough of this shit. The people need to know. The peepees have to grow. And I'm the man to do it. Well, not the peepee grow part. That's a little weird. But you know what I'm saying. In a philosophical sense. I started this little project with a mission, with a goal, with an intention set in stone and pudding. That goal was to be consistent, an exercise, if you will, in consistency. I wanted to do at least one episode of a podcast every week. And after a while, I set a goal for myself. I talked about it. Here and there I talk about it on the show. But my last show, Nuclear Clown Radio, you recall it, it revolutionized just about everything. Human emotion, I would say, if I'm being modest. But that show lasted 152 episodes. And it took me, I don't know, what, about 10 years to do that much? Because at first, like everything you do, because we're beautiful humans, you know, you're excited, you're really, really into it, you want to do it all the time, and then life goes on, and a reality Zangief spinning pile drives you a couple of times, you get a few Ken Masters flaming dragon punches to the nutsack and what have you, and you end up kind of waning, right? So there were sometimes I'd do a show. It would be like 3.5 hours long. Then I'd just fuck off for a few months, be lazy, sleep a lot, touch myself, lose gallons and gallons of precious jizz, and I'd be back. Maybe some weeks later, maybe some months later. Here and there, drop a little episode. See, and I was doing this for you, because I care about you. If you had a steady supply of the kind of wisdom I'm dealing with, your robot jaw would fall off. I don't want that. Repairs can be expensive. So with this show, I didn't want to take that long. I want it to be consistent because consistency is important. Consistency is a really, really great trait to have. It's a good habit to kind of get into. So I wanted to do at least one show every single week. And my goal was to do one episode more than my last show. And this right here is that success. Look, it ain't pretty, but I did it. And completing your goals is a wonderful thing. It's something that happens so rarely in my life because I'm sleeping for the great majority of it. But there's a problem. There's a question that has plagued humankind since the iPhone 3G. That is, of course, what now? What happens next? I thought about this for a while. There were some options rattling around in my head. I thought if I attain this lofty goal of getting 153 episodes in the slammer, maybe I'll just stop doing the show and do another show. Different, but of course the same. Because really, I've just been talking about the same three topics for 15 years or whatever. But I thought about that for a while. A rebranding. A metamorphosis, if you will. All right? Dave goes back to the drawing board, comes back with something else. Then I thought, no, I'm really lazy. I don't want to do that. Then I thought, and eventually settled upon, having completed my goal of temporary consistency, about 3 year consistency, I think the anniversary of Atomic Disaster Theater, yeah, because I remember I did the very first, I set this up because I'm very ritualistic. And I wanted my first, I'm sorry, if you can hear like my coffee maker in the background, it sounds like it's going to blow up. I'm sorry. I think I need a new coffee maker again. But anyway, yeah, it's making a sound. It's making the aching coffee maker sound. I don't know. But, I'm drinking Starbucks Fall Blend, which I was still going back and forth on if I liked it or not, because I'd smell it. Like the pouch, you know, that coffee smell, and it was really, really strong. And I was like, do I like this? Do I really like this? And then I smelled it today and I was like, oh, it smells like bacon. That's what it smells like. So I'm drinking bacon coffee. So now I like it. Now I love it, actually. It smells like burnt bacon, fall blend Starbucks. So I am all about it now. But anyway, pork aside, this has always been fun for me. And when it stops being fun, just like anything in life, you don't want to do it anymore. It shouldn't be a chore. I like sitting here and I like doing this show, but the fact of things is, I don't do a lot. I don't have an exciting life. I don't have much to talk about. In fact, I've been out of ideas for a solid 8 years or so. But I come back every week. I try. And it pains me when I kind of have to drum up stuff to talk to because I don't really have anything. I feel like I'm cheating. You know what I mean? Just sort of going through the motions just to burp something out because I need to keep the streak alive, right? I don't want to do that anymore, so I'm not. Now that my goal is complete, the frequency of the show is going to change to where I'm just going to do an episode when I have stuff to talk about. Maybe that'll be every week. Maybe. I don't know. But I'm not going to set a clock to it because it kind of sucks. And I hate the feeling of like, oh man, it's Sunday. Where did the week go? I have to do this. I've been kissing so many girls. My lips are tired. How am I going to fucking talk? How am I going to use them some more? You know, it's a lot. It's a lot to deal with. So I called my stable up and I was like, ladies, look, you're going to have to give me some time. You have to let me rest the old chompers. Okay. The old ear nibblers. So long story short, now that the goal has been reached, now that we've exceeded our previous payload by one whole episode, well, not really whole yet, but you know, I'm assuming I'm going to live through the next hour or so. I'm just going to, you know, I will do a show when I have stuff to talk about. I will do a show when I can do one that I'm proud of and not just drudging up topics or going over the same thing again and again. I mean, I do that anyway, but you know, like I don't want it to turn into a job. That's not cool. That's not good, you know? So I'm going to still, you know, I don't want to do any prolonged absences, but if it happens, it happens. So I don't quite know. This is probably a good thing. If you're listening to this and you might be sad if you punish your children by forcing them to listen to this. It's a good punishment, I think. But yeah, so that's what I'm going to do. The restrictions, the schedule is off. I've done my service for King and Country for 3 long years, a 3-hour tour, if you will. Now we do things my way, the lazy way, the Dave way. Because to be honest, I got a lot of jerking off to catch up on. I cannot sit here getting you guys off, in an audio sense, of course, each and every week, because your boys just got stuff to do. I've shown you the way, but you must walk the path on your own. And during that time, I hope you don't get robot jaws, because they're not all they're cracked up to be. Atomic Disaster Theater, episode 153, a very special episode. Sitting here, living it up, baking coffee, cooking in the background. I think it's done. Might get a cup. Who knows? Coming soon to a mouth near Dave, Coffee Town. But I'm not just sitting here slurping on bacon all by my lonesome. Heavens to Betsy Nosey's. Sitting directly to my left, looking tremendously technological, looking generously goal-oriented. Orientated? Is it oriented or orientated? Orientated. That fucks me up. I don't think I know. I don't think I know that one. So we'll say it both and cover our, we'll say it both ways to cover our bases. But he is. The man of the hour, the tower of power, he'll devour toddlers. He is the one, the only, the immortal. Count Dracula, what it is, Count. What it is and what it will be. The floor is yours. Sweep it.
Good evening. It's very nice to be here today, Dave. And while it is nice, it's kind of sad. Dave, I'm scared.
Well, what's wrong, Count?
You're saying that the show is going on like a little hiatus.
I didn't say that at all. I'm saying I'm going to do shows when I have stuff to talk about. That's all. I'm not going to set it to a schedule. You can't set this kind of sensuality to a schedule, Count. That's just not how nature works. You know, you can't plan a hurricane. It just kind of happens.
We both know what that means. It means I'm out of a job. You're laying me off.
Well, yeah, okay, maybe, but... it's all right, Count. We're friends. We'll work something out. We'll get by. We always do.
But what am I going to do? If we're not doing the show, I can't pay to live in your basement.
Count. Dracula. How long have we been buds, huh? You will always, always have a place here. Because as always, I have a flexible range of payment plans. 3, to be particular. Gas, grass, or ass. It's all right, baby. We'll work something out. But no, Count, you're overreacting. Once again, you're the diva of the group. I'm just saying. Mission complete. We've done it. You know, like when George Bush was cosplaying as a pilot and he got out of that plane and was like, "We mission accomplished. We did it." It's this is my that. This is my that. And this is CNN. Also, but you're being silly, you're being goofy, we're still going to hang out, you could still live in my basement, we'll still waste both of our lives, several of yours, in fact, but it'll be better in the end, I promise. You're looking on the bleak side of things, all right? I'm looking on the sleep side of things. And this is a good thing. It's a good thing. Trust me. And you know what? If I know me, without like the pressure of a schedule, and it's not even a pressure. I just can't think of any other word to use. Without something being scheduled, I think I'll probably be more productive because then it becomes as intended, just a fun thing I do. Instead of like, oh, I gotta do. Anyway, I'm tired of talking about this. Do you have a question for me?
Yes, I do. But now I'm sad. What about me, Dave? What about your old friend from the old world?
Count, I'm going to attack you with hugs right now because you're being so sweet. Don't worry about it. Sit here, enjoy some bacon coffee, like me, as thus. I swear I love this stuff now. I mean, before, when I tried Fall Blend, because that's how you get me. If it's like a seasonal flavor, oh boy. You just made yourself a sale, my friend. A sell? You just made a sailboat, is what you made. Yeah, congratulations on the sailboat. It's very nice. But, yeah, so I got it, obviously, because just take my fucking money, put fall on it, and just sell it to me. It could be a fall mop. I'm buying it. So, of course, I crack open the bag. I put a line of it on a mirror, and I snort the shit out of it. And I'm like... And at first, I was like, oh, it smells like burning leaves. I don't know if I like this too much. And then I tried some, and I was like, it tastes kind of like burning leaves, too. I don't know if I like this too much. But now that it, I think, no, it's not. It smells like bacon, and it tastes like bacon. Now it's my favorite thing ever. I don't know how you like your bacon count. Oh, wait, you don't do the whole nourishment thing in a traditional sense anyway. But this guy right here, I like crispy bacon. Some might say I like burnt bacon. You'd be right. I like crisp, man. I like that. I like the crunchy crunch of some nice burnt up bacon. If it's a little black, that's fine. Take that bitch, crumple it up, sprinkle it over some, I don't know, oatmeal or whatever, anything really, cough medicine, whatever you got, just give it. But seriously, ask me a question or you're fired.
It's time for Ask Dave. But I, Count Dracula, get to ask you, Dave. Any one question that you must answer completely and totally honestly.
I'm ready. But before you start, I'm trying something a little different today. Because I don't know, man. Look, I'm not a tech-savvy guy, as we can probably surmise, right? And I don't know, I just noticed a lot of, like, because I listened to the show back, because I'm a masochist. No, sadist? Sadist is when you hurt other people, masochist is when you hurt yourself. I'm a pervert, is what I'm saying. And I need to punish myself. So I listened to the podcast back just to make sure there's no, you know, whatever, huge technical snafus or whatever. Just to pretty much make sure I pressed record for the whole thing. So I listened to the show back and I just noticed a lot of, oops, I'm sorry, I'm smashing things. I just noticed a lot of popping of peas and just like, it's ugly sounding. I get excited when I talk to you friends. All right. So I put the gain down a bit, maybe. Hopefully there'll be a little bit less of that. Guys, this is a work in progress. We've only been doing this for you know, 18 years or whatever. Give me a break. So we're trying something a little different on the technical front. Hopefully that will help the problem and stop capturing all the, let's just say, interesting mouth noise I make. Ask me your question. Interlude over. I think interlude is what I wanted. Man, now I really want bacon. Bacon's really good. Bacon's one of those things. I love bacon. I can't cook it though. I can't. I don't have time. It's too. I'm results oriented or orientated, however that goes. However that slice of grammar goes. The way it's why I don't like wings, because it's too much. A, it's too much work, and it's too much mess for too little results. And if I have a plate full of remains, if I leave more on the plate than I actually ate, it's just not worth it to me, you know. And wings are disgusting and messy and gross. Like if you could just transport, if you just airlift all the meat directly to my face, I'd probably love them. But I can't do a bunch of bones and all the work it takes to get this little sliver of meat out of something. Fuck that. No. And I mean, I wouldn't compare. I like bacon a lot more than I like wings or anything like that. Or any food with a lot of mess, like ribs. I've never been a rib guy because, again, I look at work invested and nourishment gotten. And, you know, it needs to be easy. Like, I'll take something where I get a lot of nonsense. Give me a lot of bullshit over a little bit of good stuff. I'm a quantity man, if that makes any sense, when it comes to food anyway. So, like, I want not a lot of effort for maximum payoff. Even if the payoff kind of sucks, that's fine. As long as it's easy to get and readily available, I'm there. But bacon, delicious as it is a real pain in the ass to make. Only because of the massive fucking mess and the clean. It's just like, no, I'm sorry. I'll buy it. Somebody else can do it. If I'm eating at like a breakfast place, look the fuck out, because I'm leaving with some bacon. I'm leaving with all your bacon belong to us. Okay? Okay.
Bro, can I just ask my goddamn question now, please?
Touchy. But yes.
Dave! Did you see that they did a Monsters reboot by Rob Zombie? If so, are you going to watch it? And what do you think? Because I know what a big fan of Lily Monster you are.
Fuck yes, Count. Fuck yes. I like ghoulies first, and I like titties close second. So, Lily Monster, I'm all about it. Pretty much, honestly, if you know, for all you rank on me for liking 12-year-olds and whatnot, if I can get a girl with a little white streak and I don't know. I've always kind of been a fan. Like Tulsi Gabbard, I'm buying what she's selling. I like the little, ain't nothing wrong with a little silver streak there. I like it. I do like it. But is this a TV show or a movie or something? I don't like, what's the, is it a movie or a TV show?
Man, I don't know. To be honest with you, Dave, I don't put a lot of time into these.
It shows. But I hate Rob Zombie. I think Rob Zombie is a charlatan and a nincompoop and an idiot who makes bad things. Well, okay, let's be positive. I did like the bass player from White Zombie. I would like to do things to her stomach. But beyond that, not much good has come to it. See, here's the thing. Here's why I hate Rob Zombie. One of the several reasons why I hate Rob Zombie. I don't like people who become caricatures of themselves. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, I'm Rob Zombie. I like spooky things. Everything I do is so spooky. Look at how spooky and gross I am. Oh, I make movies now. Look at how spooky and gross my movies are. Oh my God, this movie is so spooky and gross. I know, since I'm Rob Zombie and I'm spooky and gross, I'm gonna cover Halloween. I'm gonna do like a cover version of Halloween. I'm gonna make a new Halloween movie and it's gonna be so spooky and so gross and so sick and twisted. Oh God, because I'm Rob Zombie, I'm so sick and twisted. And you know, it's not your daddy's Halloween. Like, I mean, this is like real adult, very, you know, very, very sick and twisted. I'm gonna put my fucking annoying ass wife in everything because nobody else will. Yeah, fuck you. How about that? Fuck off. One note Rob Zombie, all right? That's the thing. Look, I don't want to compare Rob Zombie to Tim Burton because, you know, as much as I don't like Tim Burton, Tim Burton has brought a lot of joy to this world. But I do think Tim Burton has, you know, again, it's like you're becoming a caricature of yourself and you're just doing the, you're just spamming the U button and you're kind of living off the good shit you made 1,000 years ago. Like Tim Burton to me is like a better version of Kevin Smith. And Kevin Smith is like a slightly better version of Rob Zombie. They're both garbage. Okay. But it's the same kind of thing. Like they do one thing, maybe kind of that's good. And then they just live off that for 30 years and produce nothing but nonstop shit. And just cannibalize themselves creatively and come out with the same dumbass crap. And Rob Zombie doing the monsters is it's entitlement is what it is. It's like, I'm spooky and weird, so like obviously I can do spooky and weird stuff. How about this, shithead? Maybe come up with an original idea. If you're so spooky and crazy creative, maybe come up with your own thing. No, you're just gonna steal somebody else's and make it shitty? You fucking I think her name was Sean Yult. Yult, she had a weird name, weird last name. S-Y-S-E-U-L-T. Yult. I think it's pronounced Yultberg or something like that. Actually, now I'm going to check on that. Who was the bass player for White Zombie with the sexy stomach? Was I right? Yeah, Sean. Check this shit out. All right. You want to make fun of me for my weird pronunciations? Listen to this. Listen to this number right here. You pronounce the following. Let's make a game out of it. Y-S-E-U-L-T. Okay, man. If you say so. Look, I just work here. Fine. What it is, what it is. But yeah, Rob Zombie sucks. He's nonsense, garbage, of an intense variety. I mean, it pains me. I don't want to lump Tim Burton in with those malcontents, because like Rob Zombie and Kevin Smith are like creative bottom feeders, if there ever was. But I'll give Kevin Smith credit. See, Count, look, I'm breaking so many molds today because you always go on and on and on. You slander and attack my character nonstop. You say that all I do is like stuff by people named Dave. That's not true. First of all, it's not. Then you say I'm partial to anything from New Jersey. That's also untrue. Because Kevin Smith is from New Jersey. I hate his guts. I cannot stand Kevin Smith. He irritates the piss out of me. Did one good movie 1,000 years ago. Been living off that ever since. Making shit, crap, nonsense. But at least he did something good. Rom-com zombie? Okay. Rob Zombie hasn't. Though he did have, you know, the hot bass player in his band for a little bit. I mean, I guess that counts for something. He probably hired her, I'm assuming. Anyway, and I mean, like, it's not the same level, obviously, but it's a similar thing. I mean, Tim Burton has brought a lot of good into the world, right? Original Batman was awesome. Batman Returns sucks. I don't know why everybody thinks it's good. It's not. It's awful. It's awful, terrible, clown shoes garbage, but okay. And, you know, Ed Wood is a fantastic movie. And if you haven't seen Ed Wood, you should do everything in your power to see it because it fucking rules. But I'm sorry. I thought I wanted to lean back in my chair. Wasn't the case. Started leaning, said, no, that's a bridge too far. Tim Burton, I'm sorry. I'm frazzled now. Tim Burton, he's just been kind of living off being Tim Burton, and that's not like I wanted to cry. I think I do, actually. Let's just cry. Can we spend the rest of the episode crying, please? Let's just have one good cry. Count. But no, I'm not going to watch The Munsters. Did he put his fucking wife in it? I don't want to look into it, because if he did, if he made his wife Lily Munster, oh my God. But she's probably old by now, right? Anyway, and I gave it a shot. I really did. I remember when that House of a Thousand Corpses movie came out or whatever. I was like, well, whatever. This is on. Let's see what this is about. Holy shit, this is dumb. This is so dumb. And then I even was like, well, let's, I don't, what, The Devil's Rejects or whatever. Oh, well, let me see what this is about. Oh, this is fucking dumb, guys. This is real dumb, real fast, immediately. And it's this, isn't this just the same movie with the same people in it? For fuck's, it's, this is awful. But it's weird. It's so gory and weird. Rob Zombie, yeah. Bleh. This whole, like, I'm the poster boy for, I'm your go-to man for weird shit. I'm sorry, I gotta wipe down my printer with a microfiber cloth because there was a little smudge on it, and we can't have that. It just bothers me. I just keep looking over at it with this intense gaze, basilisk-like gaze. But yeah, I can't stand that. I can't stand the entitlement of that. Like, I'm going to do all these spooky movies because obviously, like, I like creepy stuff. Fuck off. Stop vandalizing things I enjoy. Getting your greasy ass fingerprints all over things I enjoy. You bitch. But no, Count, I'm going to try my best to ignore The Munsters, whatever this is, because I don't care. And it's a shame because The Munsters rules. A lot of fun. I always thought The Munsters was like The Addams Family, but more fun. And here we are. I've always been a Munsters guy as opposed to an Addams Family guy. Though the Addams Family, as I get older, I appreciate the original Addams Family more. It's a funny show. It's good. It's very good. But I'm always up for spooky girls. Like, just bring them on. Just always. Any time of the day, you got it. Let's go. I'm ready. But I like the fun. Bring the fun. We got monsters? We got funny monsters? Okay. I'm in. Because, I don't know, Count, call me crazy, but I've always kind of had a thing for goofy, funny, silly, cronkly, old, hypocritical, left-leaning monsters. Just throwing that out there. I don't know. I mean, I'm not talking about anybody in particular here, but the veinier the better, I think, and the more sunken in cheeks, the more I like it. In my basement. I'm not talking about you. I'm just in general. I'm generalizing. Broad generalization. Sports news. Sports, because Jesus Christ, there wouldn't be an episode of Atomic Disaster Theater if we didn't talk about the kings of the gridiron, the Indianapolis Colts. So the Colts won their epic titanic struggle against the Denver Broncos. In what could only be described as two retarded old horses thrashing and fighting each other to the delight of no one in particular. It was an awful game by all accounts. I've heard it described by people who know sports as the ugliest football game I've ever seen in my life. A toast, Count, to the Indianapolis Colts. I raise my tankard of bacon coffee in support, in glee, in joy, and in jest to you, my dear friends. But it's a W. It's a win, and that's something. Wins are okay by me. I mean, it does make me feel good. Not that we won a pathetic game. It was like, what, 12-9? Nobody scored a touchdown? Nobody. Is it out of season? Like, is it out of style? Are touchdowns so 2000 and late or something? Is this just like a field goal game now? Okay, whatever. But it makes me feel better because the Denver Broncos paid like a quarter of a billion with the B for Russell Wilson to lead their team to shame and ridicule. So, okay, if you want to do that, that makes me feel better about Matt Ryan. You know, at least we didn't pay him that much. So that's cool, I guess, I suppose. And we won. That's nice. I should never turn my nose up at a victory, especially at this stage in my life. But, yeah. Wow. These guys, this game is like it. These two rapidly declining men, these cougars of the gridiron, cougarbacks is what they're called, Matt Ryan and Russell Wilson, just saying, I don't want to score, you score. And then Russell Wilson's like, I don't want to score, you score. And then they're just throwing the ball back and forth to each other and trying desperately not to entertain an audience. Yeah, I mean, I got nothing. That's really it. But Russell Wilson seems like a nice man. Matt Ryan's a nice man. Everybody's nice, but that's fine. I can't feed my kids on nice men. It's a little... It's kind of silly. I don't know. It's like whenever people talk about Matt Ryan, it's like, oh, well, he's a classy guy. That's fine. How many... Is there a Super Bowl for classy guys? Is there a nice guy award in football? I don't think so, guys. Look in my eyes. I want to win. I got the eye of the tiger. I want that victory. I'm a champion. All right? I'm nice too. Nobody pays me millions of dollars to go out on the field and lose. I'll do it. I'm also taking offers. Call my agent. Have your people call my people. We'll hash things out and double back on the particulars. But yeah, it was a horrible fight. Two retarded ponies just kicking at each other and smashing heads together over and over again until they both just collapse of exhaustion and are dragged behind a barn and executed. That's my in-depth sports analysis of that. So the Colts record improves, to a... completely uninspired, 2 wins, 2 losses, and 1 tie, which looks really ugly, just aesthetically. 2-2-1. It's kind of meh. Ooh. Ooh. And then, so they played on Thursday, so they have a long week to rest and think about what they've done. So, they play the Jaguars again at home this time. Let's try not to get too embarrassed. Okay? Let's try. I like this. I do like this a lot. I remember when I moved to Indianapolis, I didn't think I would like having a sports team so much. I love it. I love saying we. It's the best because I get to talk like I did stuff. That's always a plus. A tremendous plus when I get to take credit for something that in no way I had any kind of hand in. It's great. Not as good as bacon coffee, but it's up there, if I'm being honest.
Dave, you say that you like having a sports team. Tell me, do you follow what's going on with the Pacers as well? The basketball team?
No, not really. I mean, it's cool. I like it, but it's different. See, because like the Pacers are the Indiana Pacers. That's the whole state. That's a whole lot of people, right? But the Colts are Indianapolis Colts. It's very, very specific. It's like a much more targeted demographic of, let's just say, interesting people. So it feels more particular, if that makes sense. Where just Indiana Pacers, that's a bit broad. I like it, you know. I like the Pacers. They're not good or anything. They're terrible, I believe. They're really super bad. But I do like having sports teams. That's good for me. So I don't understand World of Warcraft. I should have expected this. So they came out with, I'm going to have to investigate because I really don't know. I probably shouldn't even talk about this because I don't know what I'm talking about. But World of Warcraft began so lovingly and so simply as this game where you can be a dwarf man or a gruesome orc and run around and fight things and so on and so forth. And those were good times, and that was very nice. But as the game progressed, an expansion followed expansion, and the years ticked by, and they added more things, and they changed more things. They gave you some of this, they took away some of that. It's a delicate balancing act, obviously. But through the years, and there have been plenty of them, it's a 16-year-old game, for fuck's sake. They've added a bunch of new races, they've added a bunch of new classes, whatever. And to sell games and to keep interest high, they've made some questionable decisions. The newest expansion is called Dragonflight or something dumb like that. You know, real barn-burning ideas you got there. Brain Trust over at Blizzard. I'm sure I'll play it. I'm sure I'll get it eventually. To be honest with you, I'm kind of getting the itch to get back into Warcraft and see what's doing. But anyway, I loved when they did Classic, right? Because they put out some servers that just had the original Classic World of Warcraft game on it. Back when it was simple. Back when it was beautiful and elegant in its simplicity. See, because in Warcraft, you got two sides. You got the Alliance and you got the Horde. And the Alliance are your typical fantasy races. And the Horde are all the oogly monster races, right? And they're not at war, well, on and off, I guess. But they don't like each other too much. And both have vastly different games. So if you make an Alliance character, you're going to see a lot of places you wouldn't see as a Horde character. It was this big, sprawling world, and they just did a phenomenal job on it. And the Alliance had four races in it. The Horde had four races in it, see? And to make things different, they gave the Alliance a class that the Horde could not have. And they gave the Horde a class the Alliance could not have. You see what's happening here? You see how you have two distinct sides of a game? And depending on which you choose, it leads to a vastly different experience. I mean, perish the thought of that, right? So now fast forward, and they have 19 races on each side. None of it makes sense. There's all these stupid offshoot races. I'm sure you'll be able to make fucking dragon men or whatever the fuck nonsense garbage they're puking out for this expansion. And it sucks. It really sucks. So, but I liked the Warcraft Classic. I like things simple. Keep it simple. Four races per side. Each race is unique. Each race has their own kind of deal going. I like it. Gimme. Gimme that. But then they did like a Burning Crusade Classic, and now they're doing a Wrath of the Lich King Classic. So they're just going through all their expansions again? which to me kind of defeats the purpose of these quote-unquote classic servers. Because if you're just going to go through all the phases of the fucking game again, first of all, that's real annoying. So what? I'm just going to keep making new characters, starting over again and again and again and again? Fuck off. Maybe they have a thing where you can import a max level. I don't know. I don't know. I'm just going on my gut. Just going on feeling. That's what we do here. I'm highly empathic. I follow my heart. You know the rules. Only heart play. Here at Atomic Disaster Theater. I don't want to go down memory lane. I don't want to keep reliving expansion after expansion after expansion. Like, it's enough. At this point, I mean, what are they going to do? Cataclysm is the next? Are they going to do Cataclysm Classic? Then Mists of Pandaria? Like, what the fuck is wrong with you guys? It's just a bad look. I don't like it. I don't like it at all. And I would like it to stop. I really would. I still stand by what I think Warcraft should do. And that's just reboot it all. Start from the beginning. Update the graphics, update the quests, re-release the same game. I think that'd be pretty fucking great and very, very successful because we've muddied the waters with all this shit, all this nonsense. The story is out of control. We've been to alternate timelines in the past and Panda Town and oh my God, are you kidding me? So I think it needs to stop. It won't, obviously, because people need sailboats. But have some class. Don't be Rob Zombie, all right? Don't remake the monsters. You don't have the right. You don't have the right to remake the monsters. You don't have the right to keep re-releasing old expansions. I'll give you a pass on Classic. Go back to the start. But no one to stop. Which leads us back to my decision. After this groundbreaking 3-year streak, a quest completed, and like all good adventurers, once the quest is completed, you've earned a little rest, my friend. Take your battered, broken armor. Hang it up. Take your massive penis that you've used to beat so many of your foes into submission, splitting them in twain with your steely rod. Take a rest. Fill up a nice pot of boiling hot bacon coffee. Sit down and enjoy yourself, bitch. Because you've earned it. You have earned it.